What I often say is reverse inquiry is, it's like, one way to say is like, say there's worms in the earth, you can't see them, so you have to hold food over them before they're going to come out. If you don't put the food there, they're not going to come out. You're not going to see them.
Right.
So reverse inquiry is like the food. And you go to what you believe. So one simple soft reverse inquiry is that the belief is that I'm ashamed. It's a surface layer thought. Just reverse that quietly and say, I don't feel ashamed. And then your mind will produce, the worms will come out of the earth.
Mm.
And you'll see, yeah, I do. And I'll show you pictures and words of that verify or prove that. And then you just rest and see those. And let those just be there one at a time or as a collage, quietly watching. You might do some tapping to shift focus there if you need to. But as that falls away, just know that's kind of just the surface layer. Rest there for a second. And then what I say is turn up the heat a little bit if you feel safe, you know, because that first inquiry is only going to give you so much when you reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did for myself and I do for other people is I turned up the heat and eventually got to an inquiry that said, I'll expose myself to everyone, everywhere, all the time. That was a lot of resistance to that one. I could feel my whole body saying no to that to avoid the shame. But I work through that layer. So that's another one. It's a reverse inquiry, because the belief is I'm not going to tell anybody anything anytime, because that's what shame does. That's what shame is. So to reverse it, I'm going to tell everybody, I'm going to reveal myself completely to everybody, everywhere, all the time, is so far the sharpest inquiry that I've had around shame. And that's what brings up the deep layers of it and the thoughts of like, no, screaming no. To protect myself, and then the feeling of that shame. I've also worked with shame with people who have porn addictions. I'll say, imagine yourself in front of the computer, whatever you're doing, and everybody can see you. Mm-hmm. And only when they're ready for something like that would I ever put someone on that. But they get to that place where it's like they're clear. It's like they feel like there's still something there and they want to go a little bit further. So I'll say, just imagine yourself there. Now everybody sees you. And then that brings up some of the just reverse inquiries, reversing beliefs, but also it's all in the way that you word the inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you word it. And what I found is more specific is always better. You know, so if I say, I'm not ashamed, that's very general. It doesn't, right? But if I say, I'm not ashamed about my drinking,
mm-hmm.
Oh, that's different, because that pulls up mom and the people that might be involved in that.
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit, presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It, a new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.